Chapter 3. Back in Time. After 3 days, the family moves into the castle. Edred and Elfrida begin to explore the rooms, but they can't find the hidden treasure. Elfrida says,
"We need Mouldiwarp's help. Let's make a new poem to call him."
Edred agrees. He thinks for a minute and then says,
"Mole, mole, come from your hole. I know you're blind, but you're very kind."
But nothing happens.
"Your poem was terrible,"
says Elfrida.
"Now it's my turn. We waited there. We waited here. Now, kind Mouldiwarp, please appear."
Mouldiwarp appears. He's smiling.
"That poem was terrible too," he says. "No more poems, please. Just call my name. Now, I can give one clue to help you. You must find the magic door together,"
he says.
"And you mustn't fight for one day."
"What magic door?"
Edred asks. But Mouldiwarp disappears. For one entire day, the children don't fight, but it's very hard. The next day, they try to find the room with the magic door.
"Every room has got a door,"
Edred says.
"Which is the magic one? How can we know?"
"It's like love," says Elfrida. "You see the right one and you get a feeling. You know immediately."
They look at all the doors in the castle, but they don't get a feeling. Elfrida goes upstairs. She closes her eyes and starts to touch all the doors. Suddenly, she stops at one.
"This is the door. Yes, this is it."
Edred opens the door and they go inside a strange room with no windows. They see a lot of old chests.
"The treasure!"
Edred shouts and runs to open them. But there is no treasure inside the chests, only old clothes. The children are very disappointed. Elfrida puts a hat on her head and Edred puts on an old cape. Suddenly, the room starts to revolve.
"What's happening?"
asks Edred in surprise. The room stops revolving and the children open the door. The castle is different. It's very clean and elegant. The children go downstairs and see an old man reading a newspaper. The date on the newspaper is the 16th of June 1807. The headline on the front page says, "Is Bonaparte's army sailing to England?"
"We travelled to the past,"
Edred says.
"It's 1807. England is at war with France. It's incredible."
"Why are you speaking without permission?"
the old man shouts. He looks at his servant, furious.
"Take my impertinent grandchildren to their rooms. No dinner for them."